IKEA France, execs on trial for illegally spying on customers and staff. By Breitbart London on March 22, 2021. Versailles, France, AP, IKEA's French subsidiary and several of its executives are set to go on trial Monday over accusations that they illegally spied on employees and customers. Trade unions reported the furniture and home goods company to French authorities in 2012, accusing it of collecting personal data by fraudulent means and the illicit disclosure of personal information. The union specifically alleged that IKEA France had paid to gain access to police files that had information about targeted individuals. IKEA France denied spying on anyone, but Sweden-based IKEA fired four executives in France after French prosecutors opened a criminal probe in 2012. One accusation alleged that IKEA France used unauthorized data to try to catch an employee who had claimed unemployment benefits but drove a Porsche. Another says the subsidiary investigated an employee's criminal record to determine how the employee was able to own a BMW on a low income. Customers the company was in a dispute with also allegedly had their personal information inappropriately accessed. The former head of IKEA France's risk management department, Jean-François Paris, acknowledged to French judges that 530,000 to 630,000 euros a year, $633,000 to $753,000, were earmarked for such investigations. Paris, who is among those accused, said his department was responsible for handling it. Former IKEA France CEOs Jean-Louis Bayot and Stefan van Averbeek, and former chief financial officer Darius Rickard and store managers are also going on trial. If convicted, the two ex-CEOs face sentences of up to 10 years in prison and fines of 750,000 euros. IKEA France faces a maximum penalty of 3.75 million euros. The trial is scheduled to last until April 2. The company also faces potential damages from civil lawsuits filed by unions and 74 employees. IKEA France is a subsidiary of Swedish furniture giant IKEA, which in 2012 said it was cooperating with French judicial authorities and had adopted procedures to prevent illegal activity. It would appear inconceivable that a company of this size, with several stores in different countries, would not be aware of the illegality of the private data available to it, investigating judges involved in the case said. In France, IKEA employs more than 10,000 people in 34 stores, an e-commerce site and a customer support center. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.